Journalist Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic this morning, weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and again from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. until June 26th, Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will close as part of the School Streets program. Ongoing throughout the day, drivers may encounter delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic has been reduced to one lane in each direction for sanitary and water main installation work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts, reduce speed limits, and share the lane signage. Until further notice, Aberdeen Street from Johnson Street to William Street remains closed to accommodate construction and staging activity. Also closed long-term, Berry Street at Queen Street is shut down for construction-related activity at 283 Queen. As for your weather today, fog patches will dissipate this morning, leaving mainly cloudy skies through the day. There is a 40% chance of showers or drizzle this afternoon with a high of 10 degrees. The UV index is 3 or moderate. Tonight will be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a low of plus 3. This has been your 8 a.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. Have a great start to your day by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. Apologies if our audio quality is a little off today. We have a new setup. We're working out the kinks.
Yeah, pardon that. But we just heard Sturgill Simpson, fastest horse in town.
I love Sturgill Simpson.
He's a lot of fun.
He's so good.
Yeah,
anyway.
You absolutely love to see him. And folks, spring has sprung.
Wow, boing.
Yeah, boing, boing,
boing. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, I was just talking to my mom about this, but as a kid, spring was my least favorite season. I literally said that constantly because I was like, it's muddy. It's not even actually that warm. Like, summer is way better. All the other seasons have something to offer except spring. But now as an adult, when like in January and February, literally everyone you know is depressed and there's absolutely nothing to do and it looks so ugly outside.
Yeah.
And then March comes and there's buds on the trees and there's one day where it's like 11 and everyone goes outside and you're like, oh my God, God is here with us.
Life is
like
worth
literally
living.
This is a blessed season. Mm-hmm. Like, it is actually the greatest season. Now it's my favorite. I don't know.
Great.
It's
all the
so
birds
nice.
Are back. I saw a couple woodpeckers on my walk today. It's huge.
It's so good. So,
and I imagine especially our poor Kingstonian listenership is doubly happy.
Yeah, your guys' winters suck even more. So
yeah.
Anyway.
So yeah, you know, peace and love on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, the sun and the way the Earth is tilted for giving us
yeah,
this.
We do love it. We do love it.
Absolutely. We also love this new Gorillaz track. It's got everybody here. Who's all here? Do you want to let us know?
Oh, thank you for letting me do all that.
Yeah.
Okay, Gorillaz, Asha Pootley, Bobby Womack, David Jolie Kerr, Jalen Ngonda, and Black Thought. Sorry,
that's
all
right.
Of those were wrong, but you know.
No, that was perfect.
The spirit was
so
there.
Yeah, Gorillaz feat all their friends, the Moon Cave. Another great track.
It's Gorillaz et al.
Make it harder. give me any. I'ma let it slide, bet you I'ma like I'm in the sky. Look at how I wanna let the ideas just up high like a new hot. Good to be the goat, only way I is to treat it like it's gossiping. Yeah, watch this, yo. I feel like no other guy, give me any. I'ma let it ride, bet you I'ma like I've been a vibe. I'ma just, yeah, check it. Yo, I can tell a sky pick for profit. When I float topic, the topic is it hip hop, is it gothic? Can it fit into the corner pocket? Is it hovering above the surface? Is the pain where the megahertz is? Where the masjid, where the churches? Are the last days where the earth is? It's a movie, listen to me. They have given the permission to me to move like Mr. Halloumi. If I leave here, don't pursue me. Let me float topic to topic. From the posh tip to the mosh pit, to the ghost watching the folks clock and the most popular optics. Spread it all around from the small town to the empire's gonna fall down. From the energy to bring the wall down, or the mothership gon' call down like awesome. The heat gon' be scorching, the beat gon' need voices. The sound downright awesome, but downtown like different than the sounds y'all like. Let me break it down for a like, hold up. Maybe I should just wait just a little bit. Forgetting bothers me.
We'll be right back. to the prom with Tom, the astronomer who'd name a star for you. But I'm the luckiest guy on the Lower East Side, 'cause I've got wheels and you wanna go for a ride. I'm the luckiest guy on the Lower East Side, 'cause I've got wheels and you wanna go for a ride. The day is beautiful and so are you. My car is ugly, but then I'm ugly too. I know you'd never give me a second glance, but when the weather's nice, all the other guys don't stand a chance. I know Professor Blumen makes you feel like a woman, but when the wind is in your hair, you laugh like a little girl. Share secrets with Lou, but we've got secrets too. Well, one, I only keep this heap for you, 'cause I'm the ugliest guy on the Lower East Side, but I've got wheels and you wanna go for a ride.
Hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard The Luckiest Guy on the Lower East Side.
I hate this song.
By the Magnetic Fields. Why do you hate that song?
I hate all the Magnetic Fields songs. I hate his voice. Okay. I'm sorry to say.
tell me, what did we hear before that?
Stop making me do the French. Okay, Arrêtez de pleurer by Mary Neige.
Right.
That was really bad.
I think that was good. What do you think that means? You want to translate
I don't know French. I'm sorry. I'm stupid. Okay. My coworkers were asking me the other day, because they all speak multiple languages. They're like, which ones do you speak again? I was like, don't bring this up. Okay. I'm dumb.
That's hilarious.
Anyway.
And then at the top, we heard The Moon Cave by The Gorillaz. Folks, we've been looking.
We're going to move.
We're going to move.
Dean hates moving. I love moving, which is freak behavior of me. I will say, just to clarify, I know that there's a lot of stressful parts of moving. Okay, I'm like a human being. I don't like the stressful parts. I don't like when you're a little worried that the new landlord is going to be mad at you, or like you have to go and switch all your IDs. Like, some parts of it are annoying. But you know what's not annoying? House touring. It's so fun. I literally got to go.
How many apartments
bunch.
Do you have saved on your like real estate gawking account?
I would say like upwards of 140.
Insane.
But that's because Toronto is really big and we didn't pick a neighborhood. So that's like it's too much, you know? Like
there's only like 150 apartments.
Once I picked a neighborhood, it was a lot more feasible. But yeah, I think I went on like, well, you know, fingers crossed for us. As we're recording this, we've applied to one. So, you know, less up for us. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I toured maybe like 8 or 7 apartments, which was very fun. And they also are a little smelly, and a lot of them are so expensive for what you get. Like, I don't know. I saw a lot that didn't have any laundry. Sorry to those of you that were young people in the 80s and 90s and you just lived like that, but couldn't be me. Going to a laundromat, that's your whole day. And my mom kept being like, yeah, that was just like part of your day. You know, you like, you studied at the laundromat. I'm like, that sounds horrible. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to a laundromat. Sorry, laundromat.
And we're not looking to have any meet cutes. We're past that point.
Exactly.
Of our lives.
So like, I don't need any more friends. Yeah. Sorry, laundromat guy. I know that this is like part of the downfall of society.
Yeah,
and that, like, literally the thing that makes people live longer than anything else is like having errands to run in their town where they interact with the same people over and over again.
Bowling alone, more like folding alone.
And I'm like the kind of person that's now gonna like, I'm gonna get rich enough and then put like a swimming pool in my house so I don't have to like go see anyone. And like, I'm gonna, I don't know, other things that you would obviously
DoorDash.
Do outside. Yeah, like, I just never leave my house. But you know, it's laundry. It's so convenient to have in your house. So, sorry. But I saw a lot of like, this is a $2,500 apartment for a one bedroom that does not even fit a queen bed. And I'm like, come on, guys.
And the ceiling is like 5.5 feet.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. And a lot of, there's like obviously lots of like weird restrictions on what you can and can't do. And like the concept of what we're calling like a backyard, that's kind of funny to me. That's kind of funny to me. But anyway.
What were some of the funny that you didn't necessarily tour, but just like saw images of? I remember there was
an
insane TV.
There's so many funny basements. First of all, if you're charging more than like $2,300 for a basement, like, hello, what is this, a 7-bedroom basement? But there were so many good ones. Like someone had propped a TV on top of 2 bar stools put side by side, and then the TV was on top, which I was like, this is so dangerous. And then the cord was like stretched for dear life around a corner to plug in the TV. Like, I just can't imagine a more possibly dangerous setup. Mm-hmm. But I love like staging.
TV over top of the bathtub.
There's a lot of staging photos where the room was completely empty and dark, but like I guess they wanted scale, so they left in like 1 leather chair. And I was like, this is not.
And there's
cool.
just one indie filmmaker in the corner, like Blair Witch.
Oh no. Oh man, there's just, you know, landlords are so funny. And you know, if you're, you know, one of the good ones or whatever, you know, I'm not ragging on you, I'm just like, the photos are hilarious. You know, like, just, and don't use the virtual staging, it creeps me out.
Yeah.
Or like, if you're gonna use the virtual staging, like, please make it realistic. I love the ones where they like shrink the furniture and they're like, you could actually fit 7 beds in this bedroom. Yeah, okay. It's like 2 square feet.
Like the John Boys video.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll keep playing music.
Yeah, how about some new Buck Meek, folks? It's called Gasoline off of the record Can I Mend It? I really, really liked Buck Meek was like my 15th best song of last year.
What?
This one is just as good.
Making words up while we made love. One month and she's in my blood. Ooh, we are Lalo, Falusi, Nico. Will it be me? Or will it be her? To say I love you first. Built a fire with oak and juniper. So time to land will pass through each other. Tiding quantum, making words up while we make love. One month and she's in my blood. Hooyalalo, Farusi Negro. Will it be me? Or will it be her? To say I.
Can't get the words over the text. Are you someone I can rely on?
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Little Warning by Group Therapy. Before that, we heard Saran with their track Secrets. And at the top, Buck Meek with his song Gasoline. It has a music video, even. Can you believe it?
Wow. So do many songs. He's not special.
Okay, sorry. I take it back.
That's right. We watched a movie.
This is the year I think we've done the most Oscar stuff. The Oscars are like next week, folks. We're going to give you a full breakdown of all of our reactions to that, I'm sure.
Yeah, but we have a lot to go, okay? It's stressing me out. We actually are behind, but whatever. We watched If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, Rose Byrne, ASAP Rocky, Conan O'Brien.
The Dream Team.
Yeah, very random. They were all really good.
Yes.
Conan O'Brien made no jokes.
Yeah.
No jokes.
He was pretty good as like a taciturn, like, therapist.
Yeah.
Guy.
Google said drama comedy. What? This was not a comedy. I don't think there was a single joke in it. It was so stressful
Apple
and sad.
Apple labeled it as a thriller.
Yeah. No one knows how to slot this movie,
I guess. Yeah, it's a strange film.
It was a drama.
People are calling it uncut gems for moms or for ladies. It's hard, that feels reductive because people have been saying Uncut Gems for blank ever since Uncut Gems came out.
Yeah.
But this one really does feel like Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
It's like an ongoing, like, stress nightmare. And, like, it even starts with, like, the title sequence starts with the camera going into a hole, which is exactly how Uncut Gems starts, but it's Howie's rectum.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. I feel like it was somehow she had like postpartum depression, but for like a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
It was messed up, man. Dean was joking that we watched Cheaper by the Dozen, and I was like, let's have a million kids. And then you watch this, and you're like, maybe zero. It's really creatively shot. It's basically like just her face in close-up the whole movie. Or like ASAP Rocky or Conan O'Brien's face in close-up. And so it's extremely stressful. And I was reading comments that like that really helps you like put yourself in her like POV. Like it's a character you empathize with a lot because it's just like you're literally watching her face react to everything. It's really well done. The ending is really good. I don't know. Everything was good. It was very stressful and it was like, you know, not fun, but it was a great movie.
And like I like how it doesn't start with like similar to Cheaper by the Dozen when the one parent leaves and then things spiral out of control and they start off with like, oh, I've got this, it's fine, and then like they unravel. She definitely unravels, but she starts off pretty loosely raveled when the movie opens.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah. It's really good. I think the girl from Dumplin' is in it, you were saying. If that's the
I'm
same woman.
I'm pretty sure it's her. Otherwise.
Curly-haired southern woman. I don't know.
Everyone does a great job. Just the cinematography is gorgeous and stressful.
Yeah, Christian Slater's in it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Love to see him.
You love to see him.
Unless, is Christian Slater evil? I don't know.
No, he's cool.
Okay, cool. Like
and I also think that, like, maybe the whole movie's a dream or, like, very little of it actually happens.
Yeah, because very stressful things keep happening, but then it just, like, cuts to the next morning and she's dealt with it. So you're kind of like, wait, what actually happened?
Like, yeah. And, like all the stuff that happens at night, it's very strange.
Yeah.
And, like, especially at the end where Christian Slater comes and he's wearing his uniform.
Yeah.
Like, why would he be in uniform at that point in the night? And, like, it just doesn't...
Also, it looks like a cartoon uniform.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah.
Watch it's cool.
It. It's a
Watch
good movie.
This movie.
Yeah.
Do we think Rose Byrne is getting the actress Oscar, or does Jesse Buckley have that on lock for Hamnet?
I haven't seen Hamnet, so I don't know. So
true. I think the word on the street is Jesse Buckley's got it on lock.
Well,
she's been nominated
Queens,
a couple times before.
Yeah.
And like this is like a period drama where she cries. So
Has she been nominated before? For what?
Something.
For Best Actress?
Supporting, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Anywho, Should we keep it rolling with
some
songs?
Yeah, let's keep it rolling with some songs. How about some new Sheepdogs? Bad for Your Health is the track, folks.
All I care about is liberty. Come on in and we can dance around the Christmas tree. Don't be scared because the power's on. All I do is talk up on my telephone. Give it away, make a mistake up on the metronome. Kiss and tell is just to spell you wrong.
We'll be right back.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You can also, of course, listen to us on CFRC.ca or any of the radio apps that you partake in. Go to CFRC.ca, look at volunteer opportunities, look at our archives, look at our upcoming events, all that fun stuff, CFRC.ca. Folks, we just heard Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah! That was The Skin of My Yellow Country Teeth.
Oh my gosh, do you remember those? Like, it was like the keyboard and it said yeah, and you would just like smash the keyboard and it would just go yeah, you know?
I don't remember that. I was doing a Little John thing.
Oh, well, keyboards would be preloaded with a very similar yeah to the Little John yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway. Thanks for sharing that.
It was a good time.
Before that, we heard Cults with their track Onions, and at the top we heard The Sheepdogs with their brand spanker. It's called Bad for Your Health.
We saw Cults. They opened for Vampire Weekend one time.
Yeah,